Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Divine mentioned to Ryan that Shelley seemed to be worried and was having problems in her marriage. He remarked that Kevin and Unique were also having problems. Sonia started working at the Boston restaurant and annoyed Unique by reminding her that her son, Kevin, really wants a child. She later told Kevin that he should think of fathering a child with another woman, but he dismissed the idea. As we return, Sonia is on the phone with Kevin.
Kevin, you better go along your way or left you. No sense you complaining to me all the time. Anyway, I can't talk now. I dare the people walk. Bye.
Good morning, Sonia.
Morning, Mr. Goldman.
How is it going?
Good, good. I settle in good.
All right, good to hear. Where's Dinah?
She gone over to the house to come back.
Okay, I just got back from Republic Bank. Had to go down there early this morning.
You get through?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good.
Glad to see you're settling all right.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
He's a nice big man.
Hi, Sonia.
Morning, Monica.
You working here now?
Yeah, Dinah and Unique hired me a few days ago. I did upon a month trial.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, you want something?
Just a puri and fish cake dance. I'm meeting this young man here.
Lawrence, no?
Hello. It's not what you thinking.
I just follow your legs.
Sonia, I'll be back just now. Hello, Monica. You looking wonderful today.
Thanks, Mr. Goldman.
Sonia, if Dinah comes over before I get back, tell her I'll go on by the latto, please.
All right.
Ladies.
Righto.
All right.
Mr. Goldman does carry himself well, eh?
Yes. He's such a nice big man.
Why you staring after you, sir?
I can't admire from far.
Look, Sonia, I know you ain't had a husband since your husband accident, but take care. Dinah would dash to jumbi lashing you.
Not me. Me ain't want no trouble with Dinah.
Well then, nowhere to put your eyes.
All right, I'm gonna call you back tomorrow. Okay. Later. Bye.
Is who you talking to, John?
My family back home. Coretta, since the flooding, things ain't nice with them.
They ain't get the flood relief?
Yes. But what are you gonna do when your house damaged and all them kind of thing?
Oh.
You know, I really worry about them, you know.
And it's just this morning I read ExxonMobil donate $10 million to the flood relief a couple weeks ago.
That's nice. But I don't know if my family can get any of them.
I sure, man. They hand over the money to the Civil Defense Commission.
Okay. Well, that is good, because they in charge of sharing out supplies across the country.
Exxon does make sure they help out where they can, whether it's flood or education. I like them, even though they didn't help me with my little fish fry.
Well, they established since the 1800s. You know, it's a rich company.
The flooding is really bad though, John. I ain't able for all of we float.
If the whole of Guyana float away with all the island and everything, what gonna happen?
Don't settle, John.
What if these floods get worse, eh? We training people for deal with massive flooding?
Matter of fact, I read that in addition to the $10 million they donate, Exxon supported training for the CDC volunteers.
All of that is okay, Coretta, but I still worried about my family.
They gonna be fine, man, John.
I just hope the Environmental Protection Agency doing everything to protect the environment. I mean, Guyana is an oil-producing nation now.
Yes.
And we don't want any oil spill or anything like that.
The same Civil Defense Commission trained to respond if that was to happen. But from my understanding, a spill is very unlikely because they put safety measures in place.
I hope so. Because I think it would be really disastrous dealing with flood and oil and everything meet up in one. You know, if Guyana flooded completely, the oil business is going to be affected too.
Right. And that's why Exxon collaborating with CDC and other partners like EPA.
You know, I see something on TV that say that World Environment Day was in this month. I think we all need to start paying close attention to what's going on in the environment.
And I ain't gonna disagree, love.
Coretta, you know I'm really worried about my family?
They gonna be all right, John. Don't fret.
Alonzo, I know you probably think it's strange to ask you to meet me at Miss Boston restaurant, right?
Yes, Miss Monica.
Well, I'm very concerned about Shelley.
Oh?
You know your uncle is a serious man, and if he find out something going on between you and your wife, it ain't gonna be nice.
Wait, Shelley tell you me and she there or something?
So it's true.
She tell you that?
You don't bother with how I find out. The point is a no. And y'all need to stop this.
Look, I don't know what Shelly tell you, but nothing ain't going on between me and she. I there with a Venezuelan girl, Benicia.
And you's not the first or the last man to have more than one woman.
Lady, you serious?
Everything okay with y'all?
Yes, Sonia.
Anything else to drink?
No. Young man?
I good.
All right.
Look, I beat you now.
Me and you ain't done, Alonzo.
I done.
How you doing, Alonzo?
I good. Later.
Alonzo, please act wise.
I don't know who you're talking about, lady. And you should learn to mind your own business. Peace out.
Is what you tell he for upset he?
I just warn he about something.
There is a nice young man though.
Sonia, like you hot man, is every man you're watching?
I ain't mean it, Sir Monica. There's a little boy for me.
First, you're watching Mr. Goldman, and now you're watching Ignatius' nephew. Watch it there.
You mind if I sit down?
I leaving just now. Some people from the Environmental Protection Agency coming in the village this afternoon.
How me little neighbor ain't tell me though?
You know how some people dumping chemicals in the village, so they're coming to look into it.
Them ain't supposed to do that. You know this month EPA celebrated World Environment Day?
Were you getting your information from Sonia?
Me little neighbor does work there. And she just gave me all the information live and direct.
Okay.
I like she for one of my sons.
How you mean one of your sons? Is only Akeem single?
Well, me know what gonna happen between Kevin and Unique. I think Kevin and me neighbor is a better match.
Sonia, you're working with Unique and Dino. Be careful.
I just honest. Woo! Mr. Goldman coming back.
Look how your face getting red, Sonia.
What are you talking about?
Hi, ladies.
Mr. Goldman.
Y'all don't say I'm intruding, all right? I just need to rest my feet.
Dinah ain't come over yet.
Yeah, just talk to her. She can be over just now.
Well, I got to run.
But we ain't done talk about the Environmental Protection Agency stuff, Monica.
What else you want tell me, Sonia?
Mr. Goldman, you know EPA celebrated 25 years this month?
Oh, yes. Because of my involvement with gold mining, I pay close attention to environmental matters.
World Environment Day, too.
The theme is interesting, too. Ecosystem restoration.
My neighbor was explaining that it got to do with recovering ecosystems that got destroyed.
That means more fertile soils and bigger yields of timber and fish.
All right, I really got to run. Y'all enjoy.
Okay, Monica.
Bye.
Take care.
Sonia, it's wonderful to know that you're so interested in environmental matters.
Well, I wasn't always. It's my neighbor who does work that EPA. She encouraging me.
I love to meet people with common interests.
Well, you know when you're home all day with not much to do.
Well, come on. Tell me more.
John, you left the iron plugging again?
Coretta, I was just looking for a shorter iron.
Wait, man, is every day you got to iron?
You know, I don't like going on the road with my clothes mash up.
But you know we got light bill to pay every month, John.
And we don't pay it?
Money tight. I keep telling you we got to conserve.
So what is the problem with me ironing every day?
Because it's more energy you're burning if you iron every day, John.
Really?
Yes. Look, the more you plug in the iron, the more energy you're using.
It's not the same thing.
Every time you plug in the iron, it's energy got to use to get it hot, John.
Oh, so I must walk on the road with my clothes mash up?
No, but it's best you iron everything for the week one time.
Oh.
We can burn less that way, babe.
All right. I'm going to try it your way.
And you start first with the clothes that need less heat. And then you work your way up to the heavier material like denim.
Okay.
We got to conserve so we could save, babe. Things hard and I want we run up the light bill and GPL cut we off.
Alright, don't worry. The light bill gonna pay.
And if GPL cut off me light, these people in Marundo ain't gonna let me rest. I could just hear them.
She catch the man and marry Ian now GPL cut off she light.
That ain't gonna happen. And you didn't catch me. I wanted to marry you.
Yeah, but you continue ironing every day and it's more money. And I would look even more stupid because since we had the upgrade, everybody's supposed to be acting a little more smart. You know, whatever we burn, we pay for.
So you never used to pay for what you use?
Man, look. They had ways people could quack this thing. Mess with the meter and all kind of thing.
So you did that?
I ain't saying I do it. I just saying.
But it looked like this GPL, PUUP make a lot of people honest.
I guess.
You know, but it's only fair. GPL got workers they need to pay, you know. If everybody stop paying like bill, what gonna happen?
Right.
I gonna be a little more careful.
Thank you.
But I'm thinking about something, though.
What?
I'm seriously thinking about going home to spend a few weeks with my family, you know. You know, help them rebuild what the flood destroyed.
Not that again. You want seriously go and leave your wife alone in Marundi?
I just need to see my family.
I is your family now, John.
Coretta, don't let me fight. I'm coming back. Or better yet, come with me.
I ain't going nowhere. Your wife supposed to be more important than your family. And I is your wife. Nonsense!
You have been listening to today's episode of Marundi.
Marundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.